Jackie's first.
Yes, Tom.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, after the Wild Rockies Earth First, I got...
So,
there's Debbie and the Human Circus. And Slilo, they're around. Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie and Agave.
Am I up there,
too? Right. So I'm going to tell who's on deck.
Okay, tell who's on deck.
So we got the Wild Rockies Earth First is coming on. That's you guys. Okay, I've got Celilo, Debbie, Agave, Human Circus. You guys get ready.
Krusty.
Krusty was,
I didn't cross him out.
And where's he?
Is it
he's
possible
like...
I can go right after Wild Rockies?
Yeah. Sure, hell yeah. Go for the gusto.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, he's after
He's after you guys.
Hey, folks, so, I had to make quite a trip to get here, but I'm here on a very important business and to tell you about what's going on in Bitterroot. Actually, a couple of friends of ours, and Sean.
Satan!
Yeah. He's allegedly hanging off a bridge right there, and so is Steph. This happened June 19th, allegedly, and let's see. They're in jail on $70,000 bail, facing felony charges. We've got five other people facing felony charges related to that day, too, so we really need folks to come on out. We've got a lot of work to do this summer. And there, we got these little reviews. It's called the Let It Burn, Let It Rot review. Got them right here. Anybody? This is the
in the solar
system.
Ow! True.
Oh, can I have one?
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty. You know, you can come over and
Board around.
I'll tell you all you need to know about the technical information about what's going on down there. But we thought today, in the interest of recruitment, we would try, we'd use all the tools in the toolbox, and we're going to be selling ourselves to you. So... You don't use money to buy us, you use time. So, for example, I'll start, who will come down to the boat for one day, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey!
All right, excellent. Okay, wait, we'll get our first person up here. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right, our first.
I'm awake, aren't I?
Our first offering. Hunka burning revolutionary garlic love. Baby, can I cook? I'm going to cook you up just the right mix of lovin' and garlic. I'm going to roll you up a little garlic sushi and feed it to you in a bed of a screwed-up Toyota with a fear of rebar. When I'm done with that, I'm going to pour you a bath of gritty cowboy coffee, and I'm going to give your crusty shoulders a special loofah and garlic-flavored pan rub. You're going to be my garlic-scented anarcho-hippie hookup. Hold the issues and give me a side of baby, let me be the push pole in your tripod, baby. So we'll start with one day. Who will come to the bidder for one day in exchange for this
one day?
One day. Do I see one day, two days. You got one day?
Two days.
Stuck in Missoula County, Montana. That's five other people. Six. Six.
Without beer, too.
So there's a couple of people, one person on house arrest who can't leave the house. And there's also the largest timber sale in the nation. And there's also...
How big is it?
It's 14,500 and blah, 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 some acres.
That's
at this point.
That's the first part.
The beginning.
It will be 73,000 acres when they're through.
That's salvage.
It's restoration.
Fire restoration.
Subsidized by none of your tax dollars, but people who pay taxes. So, okay. So there's, this is a little... hippie person that's out in the woods right now, probably tying herself to something. How deep is your ecology? Crusty, anarcho, hippie seeking a higher sense of consciousness. Enjoys taking long, barefoot fox walks and wide-angle vision through the briars. Skinning roadkill and foraging naked through the hills. Looking for free-loving freegan with obsidian to share dreams of blowing up buildings and dams, depaving streets, and killing cows. So I neither condemn nor condone such acts. But flint that till our hands bleed. She's available, and I believe non-monogamous, so she's got me. Okay. This is one of the people that can't leave Missoula County, but she comes to represent. I'll give you something to lock down to. Me... monogamous, green anarchist, tank girl hottie with more arrests than a lemon got zest. I like the bright lights, the big house, and long rides in the back of Buddy Ridge. You, a Wrangler wearing, no needs having, balaclava sporting cowboy with a rig longer than my record. You like dogs. Big fluffy ass dog.
I wonder if that. Big
ass and driving fast on back roads with lights off and a CB radio blaring. Pseudo anarcho feminist, back the fuck up. I've got a line for you to pussy cup right to my heart. Set yourself an anchor and climb into the canopy of my love. I have the jail status just in case that's important to you. And hers is not incarcerated at the moment. But she's been on parole for the past 8 years. Whatever. The issue is there. Okay. And then I guess I'll read this one.
That was almost true.
Read Jason's.
Jason's. Oh, okay. This one's... Try out the lick of the Irish. Crusty punk rogue looking for a crusty punk anarcho-feminist laugh. Let's rock it with some vegan corned beef and cabbage. Get pissed on a pitcher of the brown and roll deep on the bloody Brit state. We can bone on the Blarney Stone while listening to the Pogues. Then blow it down with some Indian and talk kelp till the wee hours of the morning. No commitment necessary because I'm looking at 10 years. Like so many of me, IRA brothers and sisters before me. Incarceration, yes. Yes.
Read this one.
Okay, I'll read her. She's really cute. The only one that gets pictures. Hers is orange is the color of love. Gray-eyed, incarcerated, eco-anarchist. She's friend on the outside for letter writing. Steamy, non-contact visits. Hot calls on your phone bill. You glide right through metal detectors. Love large aptitude challenge dogs and enjoy attending arraignments and other legal proceedings. Possible long distance relationship. And she's in jail presently with a $70,000 bail.
Oh,
yeah.
She's on the bridge.
But she's radicalizing everybody on the inside. I had a blind date with one of her, like, other folks went and visited and talked about globalization. It was really cute.
Someone else should read yours.
She should read his.
You should read his.
Okay. I guess before my
day. You can talk more.
I don't. Oh, sorry.
You're really not that bad.
Hey,
man. Is this called A Country Boy Can Survive?
Tell it, sister.
Displaced, crusty, non-monogamous.
Punk? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sometimes.
Punk?
Yeah, I have a mohawk.
Nice as fuck, anarcho-feminist. You're not an anarcho-feminist.
Anything
you
see, anything!
He's a skier.
Here it is. Clean anarchist boy with issues, Appalachian, with too much gear, and a drillet. Show your drillet.
Oh, but you don't see how it
is. Is that a dreaded mullet?
It's actually a dreaded Molotov cocktail.
Is seeking medic as fuck, anarcho-feminist booty partner for dumps in dumpsters. Shake it. Forest walks through closure areas. And low friction bow drill sessions with a thorough degree
Let me know either you want, and you'll know I'm one of the ones. I'll turn up the twang if you turn up the
Yeah, I think this thing's too clever. It's fun.
One day. Irish Timber Salmon Nation.
Shake it.
Two days.
He's going to set a big precedent for everybody else
in
3 days.
1 week.
Sexiest campaign in the solar system.
Two days.
Do you have anything which doesn't have any connected as well?
Can I
do
the
baby? Yeah, you can't wait.
All right, I'll get that for you.
Okay. 4 days.
Oh, you got 4 days on that one.
A week.
4 days.
A week. Yeah.
Yeah, we can take gear.
We can
too.
Take coffee or gear.
I need a sleeping bag.
Hey, we're selling him too.
Oh yeah,
we're just bid on you. We're selling him. He should come up.
Me?
Yeah. No.
Well,
let's
see. Okay, you want to be
Sure, if it'll help the campaign.
That would have to be at least
okay.
2 days.
Did we get 4 days? Are you coming to the week for 4 days?
I think we got a week.
A week? Oh. Okay.
You guys get
so we have a week and a day, or a week and an hour.
Bored? Are they pissed? Wait, do you want us to get the hell
week
off the stage?
Do we get a week and a day?
Do you want more, or do you want us to just leave you alone?
Yeah, I mean, we can leave you alone if you want.
Nobody said more. Nobody else said anything.
Hey, come on up here.
This is Crusty Arm Jim. Crusty Arm Jim is going to be for sale soon. He drew a little bit. But he's got... He's really working hard on all the different injuries. His knees are getting a lot better. He hurt his hand today, but it's going to be all right. Yeah, it's good. His arms have a lot of crust on them, and he's very nervous a lot of the time. Difficulty communicating, but he is a good person, and we are ready. We're going to start in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. He's coming down for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Did we mention a free stay?
Free
stay.
We got 2 weeks of show.
We haven't gotten to that part yet.
That's the second part of the show. I mean, but let's go right to it.
Okay.
You ready? Do you want to see
I'll just hold my suspenders as the...
Okay, this is where... You want to step to this? Nice toting, dog-loving, drunk, crusty, Idaho, anarcho-feminist with issues. Like hot coffee on a hot day, pickaxe and sidewalks, a double sleeping bag. Big honey-collared, dumpster-loving, hardcore, fertility-aware vixen for drunken bike rides, pick and fight with six people after non-violence training.
Are you ready? You gotta do something. And direct action on your booty. And Okay. And there's a little stipulation in the actual writing, which we're you're overwriting at this point, right?
I'm flexible.
Okay.
I guess.
It was if your name ain't Arrogant Eba. And Eba was our actual name for Eat a Bag of Shit. But that's been override, and her jail status is always narrowly escaped in incarceration. Yeah. A week and a half in the bitter root.
Good coffee. Come on.
Nothing wrong with
that, Jill. What a dog.
I thought you were a girl.
She is.
I don't understand
why I look gender. Not into
gender.
I'm flexible.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is anybody willing to give some...
4 days!
Duxford? What?
4 days!
4 days!
Yeah!
How about like 10 pounds of coffee to support who's there already?
Yeah.
10 pounds of coffee, 10 pounds of coffee.
Commitment to felony charges.
How about just beer? Will somebody get a drunk while we're here? Beer! Bring beer! Do we want to take beer over 4 days?
4 days. depends on how much beer.
How much beer? Beer later.
There's a box there, and there might be a fire somewhere.
Okay.
She's already coming with beer. Take the 4 days.
Oh, shit. Did you hear that? 4 days. 10 pounds of coffee and
5 pounds
of beer.
5 pounds.
Yeah.
I look really, really sexy in a balaclava.
Oh, where's your balaclava?
I don't know where it is.
Okay. I think we're going to... Do you have one?
Calm
down. Go right there.
I deserve to do.
All right.
Okay. Well, anyway, should we wrap it up? Okay, so anyway, seriously,
Seriously.
We've got the largest cemetery in the country. It's going to be ongoing. A free state's being put up as we speak, I think. I read in the newspaper, in the movie we're making. Allegedly. Fictionally. Whatever. But a free state will be there, and lots of intricate road blockades in the tradition of Smith Mallard. And...
The bunnies are pissed.
And the bunnies are
the
fucking
bunnies are pissed.
The gravel grazing bunnies.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, you guys rock!
Let's hear it for the
gravel!
And now we have Krusty is going to... Are you going to sing some songs?
Sing some songs. Two songs.
Krusty is going to sing some songs for us now. Pay attention.
Am I supposed to stand in front of this microphone, or does it
matter? If you stand in front of the microphone, the voice quality will be very good. If you stand out there, I'll still record it, but it'll sound like shit on the air.
And I'm known for entertaining annoying people, but that's not what I'm going to do right now. This is actually serious. It's kind of like my poetry. It's something I'm going to attempt to sing. I tried last year, and I think I failed miserably, but... My wonderful new friend Debbie gave me a voice lesson, first one ever, the other day. And I'll probably forget everything that she taught me, but I'm still going to attempt to sing two serious songs. First one is from one of my favorite musicians. Don't make me kick your ass. Adrian Belew is kind of an obscure artist, but he's an environmentalist. You can tell by his lyrics, especially this one. This is called Men in Helicopters. The general theme is dumb, rich, white guys shooting with sniper pistols out of a helicopter and killing rhinos in Africa. But there's more to it than that. So let's give it a shot. Be tolerant. Wouldn't it be great to see the African plains before they lay them into waste and only the bones remain? Wouldn't it be poetry to shoot holes in the poachers we see with their elephant guns. Men in helicopters fly, shooting rhino from out of the sky. Why do we always assume the planet is ours to ruin? What a legacy we're leaving behind. What a legacy. Wouldn't it be something for the man-killing dolphins to be caught up by the necks in their greedy fishing nets? Wouldn't it be irony if the tuna fish canneries were to fall into the sea? Can't hit that. The dolphins and the whales still left to laugh, cry to the stars in the deep blue night. There's nowhere to hide. The people on Earth will not be denied. What a legacy we're leaving behind. What a legacy. Wouldn't it be odd if there really was a God and he looked down on us on Earth and saw what we'd done to her? Wouldn't it be just if he pulled the plug on us and took away the sun? Men in helicopters fly, shooting rhino from out of the sky. Why do we always assume the planet is ours to ruin? All the dolphins alive are crying to the deep blue night. There's nowhere to hide. The people on Earth will not be denied. What a legacy we're leaving behind. What a legacy. So that's the one I didn't write. Here's the one I wrote while I was hitchhiking to the activist conference. I think it was 2000, Mojave, standing on a lonely entrance ramp. You know, you get bored hitchhiking. It's called Peabody's Hole. You know, I hope everybody's familiar with Peabody Coal. They raped and destroyed Pennsylvania, West Virginia, much of the East, and then moved west and went international.
They're currently raping Black Mesa.
Exactly.
So, once again, it's called Peabody's Hole. Your history is rich and deep, deep as the holes you dig. You must feel mighty damn, must feel mighty damn, must feel mighty damn big. Now West Virginia don't want you back, cause they're facts that you cracked. You raped, you maimed, you killed, all in the name of greed. It's greed that you feed. Peabody Coal, who owns your soul? Peabody Coal, who owns your soul? In Arizona, they've taken a stand. You're stealing the native land. Behind the feds, you try to hide, pushing grandmothers aside. Tell them what to do. Can't even eat mutton stew, cause you're stolen all the sheep. How can you possibly sleep? Peabody Coal, who owns your soul? Peabody Coal, who owns your soul? You forced the Dene off the land, built them new houses as planned, by the worst nuclear spill in history. Many died from radioactivity. You raped, you maimed, you killed. Your time has come, it's time to go. Your death is coming, it may not be slow. Don't need your black death, don't need it no more. The earth is our mother, not your fucking whore. Peabody Coal, who owns your soul? Peabody Coal, who owns your soul? You're raped, you're maimed, you kill. Relocation is genocide, genocide, genocide.
So hot.
that's unfair.
Is the human circus up? Human circus! Alright. So Debbie and Agave, do you guys want to... I was going to try and get them up first, but... Come up and sing some songs. All right, then.
I'll go get him.
That would be good. Yeah, get him so they can... I'm trying to get a little balance here so that there's not just a bunch of guys going after each other and shit. So... Debbie and Agave. Agave from the southwest and Debbie from the northwest. Sure. Okay, Deb, go for it. I was told by my aunt, I was told by my mother, that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if that be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, kind Providence, won't you send me to a wedding? And it's so dear me, how would it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good-looking, scarcely 16, and a fella she was courting. Now she's 24, she's a son and a daughter, here am I, 44, and I've never had an offer, and it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can make a house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. There's nothing in this wide world that makes my heart so cheery as a wee fat man to call me his old dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Now come landsmen, come townsmen, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler, come dancer, come plowman or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come anyone at all, won't you marry out of pity? And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
Yeah.
I have no idea who wrote that song. It was on a Steel Eye Span tape. And a garret is an attic. So this, it's a very momentous occasion for me. This is the first playing of my very first original song ever. And let's see, it was written for a couple days after my sister told me that she wasn't really that interested in having contact with me, which wasn't that pleasant to hear. I kind of understand it. And as I was writing this song, I realized that I was also writing it for a parallel situation in my life. A very strange situation that I very much regret. So this is for my sister and for this other person.
Washed out shores.
time. When Erica Levine was 7 and a half, up to her door came Jason Metcalf, and he said, "Will you marry me, Erica Levine?" Said Erica Levine, "What do you mean?" Well, my father and my mother say a fellow ought to marry, and my father said his brother, who is my Uncle Larry, never married, and he said, "Uncle Larry is a dope, so will you marry me?" Said Erica, "No." My piano teacher's smart, and she never had to marry, and your father may be right about your Uncle Larry, but not being married isn't what made him a dope, so don't ask me again, 'cause my answer's nope. When Erica Levine was 17, she went to the prom with Joel Bernstein, and they danced by the light of a sparkling bobby sock, 'cause the theme of the prom was a history of rock. And after the prom, Joel kissed her at the door, and he said, "Do you know what that kiss was for?" And she said, "I don't know, but you kissed just fine." And he said that it means that you are mine. And she said, "No, I'm not," when she rushed inside. And on the way home, Joel Bernstein cried. And she cried too, and wrote a letter to Miz, saying, "This I know, I am mine, not his." When Erica Levine was 23, her lover said, "Erica, marry me. This relationship is answering a basic need, and I'd like to have it legally guaranteed. For without your precious love, I would truly die. So why can't we make it legal?" said Erica. "Why? Basic needs at your age should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do." And that line is always sung twice. Basic needs at your age should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do. For if I shall ever marry, I will marry to grow. Not for tradition or possession or protection, no. I love you, but your needs are a very different issue. And he cried, and Erica handed him a tissue. When Erica was 30, she was talking to Lou, discussing and deciding what they wanted to do. "When we marry, should we move into your place or mine? Yours is rent controlled, but mine is on the green line." And they argued and they talked, and they finally didn't care, and they joined a small cooperative on Central Square. And their wedding was a simple one, they wanted it that way, and they talked about the things they would choose to say. "I will love you and I'll live with you, but never call you mine." And the judge pronounced it legal, and everyone had wine. And a happy ever after life was not the one they got, but they tended to be happy more often than not.
Thank you. Is everyone okay?
You were great. Thank you.
Agave! So I was gonna play my guitar. I opened up the guitar case. Oh my god. And it broke. So I can't play a guitar. Unless somebody lets me borrow one. I think that'd be a good size.
It's an acoustic.
Do you wanna do our songs together?
Sure, we can do that first.
So I'm Agave, I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Tucson, Arizona represent!
Yeah!
And it was 107 when I left. It's about 100 here now. Okay, maybe not that hot. But we're going to play two songs together. And in fact, I'm wondering if Ethan is around.
Yeah.
Yo, it's time. So we're going to play that one song all together.
I don't have my guitar with me.
Oh.
Does somebody else have a guitar?
Yes.
Are you playing that song now?
We can play it second.
Okay.
But, okay. That's, so we'll do the Burning Times. Okay.
Vision to see through the chaos. She gives us the courage. do you want to join us? I think we got two left. I don't know if they're in tune to each other. Actually, you know, you can play that one.
Recorded by a genuine authentic narc who has a website designed to put any member of us in prison.
Is that what you're
doing? Anybody who doesn't like goes up on his website, you know, put this person in jail, scan all kinds of information, Kendall, Julia Butterfly, Penny and Duff in prison. He's a very seriously mentally disturbed individual. I'm about to make an announcement to this group.
Okay.
Yes.
Right here. Yeah, and actually, we've been working on the harmony, so, like, it might be better.
What's
that? Aerobics.
Jungle war zone.
About the town where I live, and if you feel inclined, you can sing along. But Desert Rat wrote this song, so thank you to Desert Rat, and I think he's around. I saw him here, so he'll probably be entertaining us later.
Tucson, Tucson, wake up time. The restaurant where I can't afford to eat, and I've camped atop your dry wash islands, and I've seen squat fires laid in myriad culverts underneath your feet, and I've been in the mountain canyons where there's water in the rocky pools. By night I've watched the cop car by its flash, and I've watched the monsoon lightning streak the skies above those glimmering pools. When daylight came, my city still looked like trash.
Exactly. They want it. If you want me to videotape, you come up to me. Otherwise,
he won't. Okay.
Everybody, so however, should be aware that Mr. Caffrey has a website to put several of us in prison. And he thinks that we've all conspired to make him poor. Karen Pickett, myself, Ken Miller, Julia Butterfly, Penny and Duff from the Headwaters Action Video Collective. Yeah. Not a mentally stable person. And if he doesn't like you at some point, your picture, your private documents could be up on the web to put you in prison, too. This man is not to be trusted. He's been very, very ill for the last 4 years, and I highly recommend that you do not allow him to take your videos.
And Cherney did not mention that he admitted in court that he lost Headwaters Forest.